Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. Today is Wednesday, June 28, 2023. This is a special broadcast for today, as well as during the weekend. With me, I've got a very, very special guest, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. He's going to get into a lot of information that we really need to talk about. There's a lot of things, there are many things going on. Boy, I mean, where do you start? Yeah, let's start there. You notice I'm not wearing a tie right now. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, if I wear a tie, I'm going to be choked out. Let me tell you something. Outside the studio, outside my house, outside of my neighborhood, every store I've been in today, you walk outside, if you open your mouth, it's kind of like breathing in a dumpster fire. I'm going to show you this graphic. This Eric the Tech found this graphic. You see this graphic? That is the U.S. and the red, well, the different colors represent the different severity, the severities, I suppose, of the air quality. Okay, now notice that the yellow also, that there's also yellow there, and it's extending really down into Florida. But the red, the purples, the oranges, very unhealthy. If you walk outside, you cannot, outside my studio, you cannot see the sun. It looks like and smells like a friggin' dumpster fire out there, and I want to know why. Well, we know why, and that's the fires in Quebec. Compliments of Justine Castro. That's right. Justine Castro. Oh, he's a Castro. Don't tell me differently. He's a Castro. Justin Trudeau is Justin Castro. He is the illegitimate offspring of Castro. And then, of course, is a third-generation Nazi chambermaid, Chrystia Freeland. You saw, folks, you saw the fires start in Canada all at once. And right before the show, I was talking with Austin about this. And he said, you know something? We talked about this. Remember when? And then he started talking about Australia. This happened in Australia. And what was the result of that? Well, he's going to tell you momentarily. And then the other thing. You know, it's really interesting. Hunter Biden, I've been talking about the laptop. I've been talking about all of this. MarcoPoloUSA.com has all of everything I have on the laptop copy, mirror copy that I have is up on MarcoPoloUSA.com. I don't know the gentleman who runs the site. All I can say is, yes, everything matches. Essentially, if I would have printed out the hard drive, that's what you'd have gotten. And he's got some pretty interesting notes with different things and everything that we've gone over. But Hunter Biden has committed 140 business crimes. This is verified. This is confirmed. Now listen to me, 140 business crimes, 191 sex crimes, and 128 drug crimes. That's just documented on the hard drive. And then you've got whistleblowers, one in particular by the name of Gary Shapley, who told CBS that from the years 2014 until 2019, Hunter Biden owed $2.2 million in back taxes. Now, you remember he was charged with a misdemeanor count of involving taxes, right? You and I would never see the outside of a federal prison had this been us. There are two standards of justice. The latest Victor David Hansen piece, which is going to be up at, or it's up at HagmanPI.com. Read that. Read that. He nails it. Victor Davis Hansen, who was on this program before, and he's frequently on conservative channels, and he's just a brilliant man. But the left, I'm going to tell you something. The left has created something that there's no walking back from. Folks, if you're like me, and you go outside your door, and it's a quarter of the country, apparently, and it's like, you know, you're living in the middle of a dumpster fire because of the whims of the globalists, like Justine Castro and the third generation Nazi Freeland up there in Canada. I don't like it, but by the way, I don't like Canada. I'm just saying, look, folks, I know we have a lot of the Canadian listeners. Let me just rephrase that. I don't like the leadership of Canada, all the way going back to Pierre Trudeau, but that's something different. But if you're like me, you need immune support. If without it, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to make it through what's coming. Get the best that you can, the best that there is, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. It's linked on our program description right now. Go to HagmanPI.com, click on today's program description, the citations, and you will see healthmasters.com. And for items that are not on sale, save 5% using the promo code or coupon code HR5. Very simple. Hagman Report 5%. Save 5%. Hagman HR5. So I was just talking with my wife because we were cleaning the water distiller that we have. And she said, you know, this has been a fabulous device. We've had it for I don't know how many years. But man, it really made, now you add a few minerals to it to put the minerals back in. But I'm going to tell you something, what a difference. The water distiller from Health Masters. But HR5 is the coupon code. But look at the supplements. Look at those supplements. You need them. You need this excellency. You need the ultimate multiple. You need every one of these supplements, or at least most of them, to keep you upright and healthy. I had recently a blood panel done, and the doctor said, you know something, your blood work is really good. What are you taking? Because I don't know, probably a dozen years ago, I saw this on my report, vitamin D deficiency. And I was like, what? I'm not deficient in that. And the doctor said, oh, no, that was from like 2008 or something like that. It was like 15 years ago. He said, your vitamin D is at the very high normal right now. What are you doing? He said, obviously you're getting sun. When it's out there. I said, no. Health Masters of vitamin D. As a matter of fact, I had given him the rest of the bottle I have, so I've got to reorder that. True story. Not a joke. I'm just thinking what Biden would say. Not a joke. No joke. Whatever that potato head does. All right, with me is There's the distiller right there. I'm going to tell you something. That is perhaps one of the most used appliances, if not the most used appliance, next to our vacuum cleaner, in the Hagman household. And that is from Health Masters. And that's the exact model we have. Oh, man. Fantastic. Thank you for showing that, Eric the Tech. All right, Austin, I've taken up enough of your time. Let's rock and roll, brother.
Doug, it's great to be on the show, as always. And yeah, our water distiller here at the office, it's nonstop. I mean, it pretty much starts in the morning, and we just roll through it the entire day. Once you start realizing what's in the water, the fluoride and the chlorine and all the other like just toxic garbage, you realize real quick you got to clean it out. And what you're saying about the D3, that is probably one of the most important nutrients that needs to be added to most people's diets, because D3 is massively overlooked. A lot of doctors do not check for it when you get routine blood work every year. I can't tell you how many times I've had customers come in and they say, here's my blood work. What do you think? And I'll say, what's your D3 level? Oh, my doctor didn't test for that. Since your doctor didn't test for your D3, he didn't bother to look what your D3 levels are, it is crucial. There's numerous research studies. I don't have them all in front of me right now, but we have them listed on the website. You can go look them up. Just search D3. That shows when D3 levels drop, the increase of all types of health problems, including cancer, massively increase. We also saw this during COVID. Individuals that had elevated levels of D3 and were taking the vitamin C, if they caught COVID or exposed to it, the side effects were usually minimal. And so it's really, really important. Our D3 10,000 is one of the strongest ones on the market. I know a lot of countries can't even get that dosage because it's so high, yet it's so important, so effective. So that's why we've started shipping DHL International Express now. We've got a contract with them. We can ship stuff all over the world, pretty much anywhere in the world, within 3 to 5 business days. I mean, I've got a package the other day to the UK. It landed in 3 days to the customer's door. And so if you're international, if you're looking for products, you want high-quality supplements that really work, and you can verify them even with your blood work, be sure to check that out, especially with the D3. And, use the coupon code HR5. And Doug, what you were saying with the wildfires, you know, it's interesting, this whole thing up in Canada, it's very strange because we're constantly seeing this push now to justify more restrictions, more lockdowns, more control, more invasions on our freedoms by saying, well, it's climate change, with another climate problem, another catastrophe. And what's interesting, if you go back to Australia in 2018, 2019, when they had those massive wildfires that were just horrific. I mean, Australia was just on fire. It pushed an enormous portion of the population into the New South Wales area. And what they started setting up that exact same time was a railway system that was going to set up like 8 different 15-minute city programs. And of course, the protocols that Australia went in and discussed, they were supposedly very, you know, very normal, nothing to worry about here. Everything's good. Ironically, what happened right after that, COVID occurred, and it expedited the process, and most people didn't even realize it was happening. What's going on in Canada right now, in my opinion, I don't think this is accidental. These continual burnings of these fires and continual expansions of them, I mean, we saw the very ominous poster for, you know, that Diablo video game in New York City that came out on June 6th with that giant poster while the entire skies of New York were blood red from this just fire pollution and ash. And what's interesting, you were talking about, you know, it's smelling really horrific. What's crazy is, you know, down here in Florida, we've had controlled burns. I've actually been a part of them before with some of the forestry service and, you know, just monitoring them, watching them. And, you know, usually wildfires, especially out in the woods, at least down here in Florida, they smell like a wildfire. You know, what is strange to me is, you know, is somebody feeding these fires with some type of fuel? Are they using a space-based weapons platform like they do with the directed energy weapons that are very real and very available with the Space Force? I don't know, but it seems strange to me how much you're starting to see these fires continually expand. And then, of course, the only thing that gets brought up in the mainstream media is, well, it's climate change. You know, you need to drive your EV car and live in your 15-minute city and eat crickets and drink your own urine because it's science. You know, that'll help the climate change if you do that, you peasant. You can never eat beef. You can never eat chicken. You can never have real eggs. You need to eat your soy burger. Well, because it's for your safety and protection. And I think everyone is starting to get very awake, so to speak, that the narrative is starting to collapse with this agenda, that most people are starting to realize they don't want to be a part of this. They're not going to go along with this. And that something is very strange behind the scenes, and that more stuff is starting to get exposed. We saw this with the video with O'Keefe the other day from the guy that worked with BlackRock and was discussing in general that undercover video. If you saw that, how essentially you just buy politicians. He brags about buying senators for $10,000. And then essentially whoever controls the money controls the senators and controls the Congress. And that BlackRock doesn't like to be talked about. That's why Larry Fink is now trying to backtrack on the ESG score topic and saying that it's been taken over by right-wing extremists as far as with topics on it. And it's not really happening. We're not really doing this. We're not really forcing companies to change things that we want them to do to go in the direction of this communist agenda. That's nothing to see here. Nothing's going on. In reality, it is happening. Companies are being pushed to do this. Ford now is turning into an abysmal failure of a manufacturer, because they're literally going and pushing this EV sector that nobody wants. There is no demand for electric vehicles in the United States. They're a novelty item that some people buy, but there is no desire to have these cars in most cases, except by the far left that really want to own these cars and be green, or I should say, pretend like they're acting green. You know, I've talked to buddies now that have been waiting for literally a year to 2 years for F-350 and F-450s that they need for work. While at the same time, Ford just lost $3 billion in their EV market, hemorrhaging cash. The whole company's hemorrhaging cash. But yet, they just got a $9.3 billion loan from the federal government this week to start building batteries in Kentucky and in Tennessee. So how do you have a company that's losing billions of dollars, but yet the government is coming in and giving them almost $10 billion. That shows you that the government is pushing EV, that the green agenda, that Larry Fink, that BlackRock, who's huge shareholders of these companies, they are the ones who are pushing this agenda. You know, the other day I had a buddy come down that bought a Tesla Plaid X, and real fast car, took me for a ride in it, crazy 0 to 100 times, 0 to 60 times. But the car was creepy. You know, it's like, well, you gotta keep your sunglasses on, or else, you know, it won't stay in the auto driving mode because it watches your eyes and your eye movement. It's got cameras here. It watches you if you don't hold the steering wheel. So you got to put this thing on it to hold it. And it's doing this auto driving thing. And I was like, bro, I mean, cool story. I mean, it's your car. It was a clean spec. Had cool interior.
Give me my 73 Camaro with the windows. You have to manually roll up on the A-track. Okay. This crap. None of this stuff. No. That should not fly. Not at all. And you know, I was thinking about that. You were talking about electric vehicles. You see them catch on fire all the time.
All the time.
Okay. Yeah. It's bizarre. But you know what I really think conversationally? I'm thinking that it's going to take something unexpected to really create the uprising that I think is going to happen. It's sort of like banning, New York banning the coal or wood-fired pizza ovens. So you had a guy, this week, yesterday or the day before, go to the city, to Gracie Mansion there, and start throwing pizza over the gate.
Yeah.
Okay. That, to me, something on that level is going to just be that straw that's going to absolutely... It's going to start everything, but the electric cars too. You know, where you've got it's hard to imagine that, you know, watching your eyes and such, and what they want to do with all cars, and that's have basically a breathalyzer by 2025 in every car. That's BS. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, it's exactly what it is. And what it's being designed to do is conditioning the general population to be used to being monitored and spied on 24/7. If people think that these cameras that are connected to the cloud that are on internet 24/7 aren't going to actually start watching truly what you do and listening to what you say, and then having some type of, you know, reprisal. Oh, you made a slur in your car. Mr. Brower. You've now been blocked out of your vehicle for 48 hours. You're locked out now. You can't drive it. Well, what did I say? Well, you made a comment in your car with your friend. It was that's hate speech. You're not allowed to say that comment. This is where it's going. This is why they're doing everything they can right now to force people to self-censor. This is why we're watching the very fabric and the integrity of the United States when it comes to ethics and morals be degraded. There was an article that came out the other day by Brandon Smith, and it's really, really good article. It was titled Pride, a thinly veiled color revolution to destroy Western civilization. And he went into detail to discuss the color revolution that's associated with covert efforts among U.S. interests to foment civil unrest within enemy nations. And he talked about Colonel Michael Aquino from PSYOP to Mind War, the white paper, and talked about how essentially this is fourth generational warfare, what they're doing right now. There is no massive demand for tranny exposure and everybody to be running around all excited. And he makes a comment that's really intriguing. He states, he goes, for the first, the basic mantra of pride is, well, pride. Pride is failing and weakness. It's not a virtue. Being prideful and boastful and proud, not in a good standpoint, not I'm proud of my country, I'm proud of my family, but pride, it talks about it in, you know, basically in the Bible, pride cometh before a fall. Pride has never really been looked upon as anything that has been admirable. Nobody goes, this guy, he's really prideful. I admire him a lot. It's not like that at all. And what's interesting, he says, I'm not sure why someone should have pride in their sexual proclivities. Being gay or transgender doesn't make you special. It just makes you a minority. It's not an accomplishment that deserves a parade or an entire month on a calendar. Self-aggrandizement based on zero accomplishments and delusions of entitlement lead to a path of self-destruction. And he's spot on with this now. These individuals are running around trying to act like they're prideful, they're proud to, you know, have another guy do anal sex to them. What's prideful about that? There isn't any. But what it's doing is it's fomenting this culture of removing the ethics and integrity and removing them from the United States so that this younger generation, he goes into detail in this article about how they're intentionally going after the children. They're directly going after the children. In New York City, there were hundreds of them dressed up in all types of perverted outfits screaming, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children, while they were marching down the middle of the street. You should watch the videos all online. Less people don't think that they're going after the kids. And this is what is happening. And now you have this intense, intense push to remove the subject of reality, this subjective reality that we're now starting to witness now, where people say, oh, no, this is OK. This is normal. This is the new thing. You can just pick anything you want. Everything's subjective. Well, that's designed, again, to make morals and ethics subjective. Oh, if you want to do this, you can do this. If you want to do this, if you want to be a walrus, if you want to be a broom, everything is subjective and you can do anything you want. As Aleister Crowley, the profound Satanist, blatantly said, do as thou will. Complete pervert that he was. And this is what he made it very clear, though, is this is what you have to do to a society, is you have to take the concept of reality and you have to inject perversion into it and the concept of making everything subjective. This is what we're starting to see right now with this agenda, and it's expanding like a wildfire right now with the younger generation because they're constantly fomenting it and pushing it in the mainstream media and the news and the school system. And now they're talking, I mean, all the time. What do you hear about all the time now? Oh, transgender, they're transitioning. There's never been a point in recorded history where you have seen so many children have the discussions of wanting to go on cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers. This topic wasn't even brought up 10 to 15 years ago. Yet now, it's almost a discussion every single day in mainstream media. This is what they're also doing with other concepts.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because this is being discussed, so here's my question. It's going to be three questions. The first one, do you think Michelle Obama is a transsexual?
Yeah, my honest opinion on that.
Yeah, or has a dangling participle, whatever.
My opinion, yes, I do. Okay. And I mean, you know, there's been other people that have also said the same thing.
Yeah, Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers is very clear
on it.
Right. Okay. That's question one. Question two. Do you think, in light of that statement that Obama made when he gave a talk, I think it was yesterday, he referenced Joe Biden as vice president. And, of course, then he said, oh, only joking. Kind of like Biden saying, yeah, I sold state secrets and such. Oh, yeah. Just kidding, right? Okay. But these people have a tendency to tell what they're doing and then kind of take it back. But nonetheless, it slips out. So do you think the question now with respect to Michelle or Michael Obama is, do you believe that this trans movement in part is to normalize having a tranny as commander in chief in the White House?
It could be very probable leading up to that. We've now seen a huge push with, you know, individuals in the U.S. government that have been openly transgender, like what's the one guy, the really ugly dude?
Dick Levine.
Yes. You're seeing, I can't remember. He's so ugly. I try to forget that picture in my face. The concept of what they're doing is they're trying to normalize this in every aspect of the government. It's turned into a clown show. Because you think about this, if you go back to the mid-2000s, the topic that we're discussing right now, as perverted as it is, it was really never a discussion before Obama. It really never got talked about in the U.S. government. It never really got brought up. Even in the military, it was pretty much like, don't ask, don't tell. If you want to be gay, go be gay. Nobody needs to know about it. Nobody really cares. I don't walk around every day and say, I am straight, heterosexual. I'm proud to be a heterosexual. Everybody needs to know that I have a wife and I'm married and I'm proud to be a heterosexual. I don't walk around and do that because people would be like, Austin, you're being silly. You're being silly. Why are you acting like that? That's all. If you were gay back then, that's what you do. If you want to be gay, go be gay. I really don't care. That's your agenda. Go do what you got to do. You got to take up with that with God. But then it's like once Obama got in, you saw this massive normalization, constantly referring to his wife as Michael repeatedly. I mean, his wife's got bigger hands than he does. I mean, she walks by him sometimes, the big old broad shoulders. I'm like, okay. I mean, whatever we'll see here. And then you saw what started to happen with Target. And that was really the first big mainstream push. Yes. First started to discuss grown men, grown-ass men, excuse my language, can go use the restroom with little girls and the female if that's what they identify as. And we watch that now morph into this massive monstrosity of perversion where we're openly having discussions of teenage kids, 12, 13, 14-year-old boys going on estrogen and 13-year-old girls going on testosterone injections. This is nothing short of child abuse. There is no gender-affirming care. That is the concept that has been constructed over the last decade that is a simple way of saying we want to pervert these young children. We want to take them when they're in a very soft, pliable mindset, and we want to instill perversion in them, and then we want to ruin their body with hormones that they can never come back from. This topic has never been done. Yes, I think there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with Obama and Michael. I think this has been ongoing for over the last 15, 16 years. And I think this is a way to normalize this perversion, to have it in every segment of society as simply perversion theater. So people become desensitized to perversion and no longer think it's even bad. How in Sodom and Gomorrah, when it says every man, both young and old, descended on Lot's house and demanded that he bring the angels out. And Lot brings his teenage daughter to the entire city of all these men. And the men go, we don't even want your daughter. We're not even really pedophiles.
Right.
We want to screw the angels. We want these two men in there. We want them. How do you reach a society that is that degraded, that is that perverted? You have to continually normalize it. It doesn't just start there, and it continues to go through generation of generation of generation. And I think that's what we're watching right now, is the beginning phase of trying to normalize pure perversion, pedophilia, all these things being accepted as American norm. And the problem is, Doug, once we start going down this road, at some point, God is going to completely take his hand of protection off this country. And the things that do not need to happen to this country are going to start coming to it, because God is not going to be mocked. And when you start going after children, God had made this very clear when Jesus was on earth, made it very clear, you don't touch the children. You're better off to throw a millstone around your neck and go to the deepest part of the ocean, which, by the way, if anybody understands that metaphor, that is an incredibly painful way to die because of the pressure that was going to occur before you actually die and run out of oxygen. That is what he referenced to, because he said, don't touch these children. Now they're going after the children. This is a war. We're in the middle of it. It is no longer a soft engagement anymore. They're directly going after the children. And people can say, Austin, you're being a bigot. You're being transphobic. I'm not scared of anything but God Almighty. No man on this earth makes me nervous, and especially not some tranny homo that's walking around. My statement, and I always have been, what you do in the privacy of your own home with a consenting partner, don't care. You want to do that? Once you go out in public and you start trying to talk to children about it that are minors and push perversion on them, my line gets crossed, and that will always be my hill. And people know out in public when I've been exposed to it and I've had situations that have occurred, I am not quiet about it. I will be vocal, and I don't care about getting canceled. I don't care about getting people irritated. This is a topic that people have to actually start being vocal on in the church, because it is getting very bad, Doug, as you both know. Out there in society right now, what's happened to these kids in the school system is extremely disturbing. If you've been out there and you're talking to parents and you're talking to moms and you're talking to dads and you're talking to these parents that don't know what to do when their 12-year-old comes home and they say, Daddy, I now decided I'm a girl. And my teacher told me I can start going on basically puberty blockers, and I need to get permission from you to basically start transitioning at 12 years old. I've had these discussions now with parents, and parents don't know what to do because their children are so full of perversion in their minds now from these sicko teachers that are getting off on perverting these young children. It has to be addressed, and it cannot be quietly done, because these groups are now trying to say it's hate speech. It's protected. You can't say anything about it. You're a bigot. You're a transphobic. I don't care what they want to label it. It's perversion. It's grooming of young children, and it cannot be normalized. And if we allow it to be normalized, we're going to have to deal with that with God Almighty whenever we go to heaven, Doug. That's just a fact of the matter.
I'll tell you what, you said just a whole lot right there, and I appreciate everything you said. I mean, from going back to Target, going back to the initial days of Obama to the current, what's that? Okay. I'm going to pause here. Eric, the tech, the genius that he is. And I mean that he really is. If you would have seen him earlier today, has a video. Let's play this. Go ahead.
Check this out, y'all.
I can legally carry a gun. So, legally, if I see a viable threat coming at me where I deem it a viable threat against my body or my life, I am perfectly legal to take that threat out. Keep that in mind when you try to make that mistake. The day you deserve, Puddin' Pop. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun. Learn how to use it efficiently. Through and through.
This man said Autobots.
Okay. Austin, it was talking to you.
I keyboard warriors and online warriors I always laugh at people that talk a lot of smack online. It's funny when you see them in person, most of the time they're complete and total softies. But what's funny about this, though, is that this is starting to become this normality that we're watching, like I just said, where people that are delusional, that live in a delusion, in a delusional fantasy, that actually think they are women because people now have been going along with their delusion, now start saying, if you stop me from going to the bathroom with other females, I'm essentially going to pull out my pistol and shoot you, is what he's implying there. This is the manner of what we're starting to watch now. This is what that article I talked about in detail. It's starting to normalize this because they do not want anybody to question it. There's an article that just came out. It was on Daily Mail. And it was basically Dr. Johnson Varkry claimed he was let go of his teaching position at St. Philip's College in San Antonio after he was accused of religious preaching. What was ironic, he was discussing the human reproductive system on November 28, 2022, when four students stormed out of the lecture. He was accused of discriminatory comments about homosexuals and transgender individuals because he was discussing human anatomy and biology and physiology and what real things are. And these four kids got up and stormed out, went and flagged him, basically said, you can't talk about this. And he was essentially fired. Wow. This is starting to become the new normal, which is not okay. This is not something we can allow our societal norms to twist on this head, because every time you see a society go down this road, a very, very, very horrific collapse happens right after, Doug, every single time.
You know, when we talk about this, and this has happened in the past, oftentimes in the mail, we'll get some very objectionable things as warnings, as threats. For example, use condoms in the mail. Okay. I'm not joking. I mean, I'm being very, very serious, to the extent where if there's anything that's odd looking or feels odd, my wife does not open the mail. Okay. No, I'll take care of that. And I've seen some of the stuff I've seen when we talk about this issue, there's something really wrong with these people, and the agenda behind it is demonic. But you're 100% right. By the way, folks, if you like what you're hearing, but if you like the intelligence brought forth by Austin Brower, tune in to the Ted and Austin Brower Show every single day. Go to healthmasters.com. And I use that for show prep. I cheat sometimes. Because they go over, I can't even count the number of topics that they go over. They fit so much in an hour. It's just incredible. Great show. That's the Ted and Austin Brower Show right there on your upper right of the page at healthmasters.com. And while you're there, make sure you stock up vitamin C, vitamin D3, K2. Make sure you stock up on all of the supplements that you need. And hey, they've got international shipping now. So this is great. Coupon code, promo code HR5. But take advantage of it, because it could... Hey, you don't know. They could run out, or that code could stop working on, it may stop working on Monday. So make sure you, as soon as you get done listening to this this broadcast, and listen to both this broadcast as well as Ted and Austin Brower Show, make sure you order your nutritional supplements from Health Masters, HR5. All right, sir, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you're spot on, Doug. And I mean, that's why our children's health is also a responsibility, making sure they got proper nutrients and they're eating clean. I can't tell you how many times I've had parents come in the office and they go, I can't, I don't know what to do with my kid. Behavioral problems or just run amok. ADHD, allegedly, can't keep them to focus, running around, all these crazy. And my first question every single time, this is the first thing to ask, what does he eat for breakfast? Everybody eats breakfast. Children always eat breakfast. Everybody's breakfast for the most part. invariably, almost every time, oh, he likes like Frosted Flakes or he likes Lucky Charms. So you're
They're magically delicious.
Yeah. You're feeding him high fructose corn syrup, corn flour, whatever else they add, with all types of toxic elements, including Red 40. And then you're adding a bunch of homogenized, pasteurized, hormone-laden milk on top of it and giving him probably 30, 40, 50 grams of sugar for breakfast. And you're curious why he's acting hyperactive and you can't keep control of him. Just a thought. And the problem is most parents have no idea. So I've always said before, some eggs and some oatmeal is one of the best breakfasts you can make your kids. Even a protein shake, like the Fit Food Protein we have. I make that for Hunter and Kendall all the time. We have a place that we can get basically certified goat's milk from locally. Give that to them a lot. You know, basically some eggs and organic oatmeals constantly. They eat that all the time. Throw in, you know, some bananas with it, some fruit. Eating clean is so important, especially at the younger age, and keeping your children especially away from the hormone-laden foods, like really heavily processed, homogenized cow's milk. It's not organic. It has all kinds of hormones in it. Same thing with soy protein and soy flour and soybean oil. That stuff is extremely estrogenic. It causes all types of health problems, especially it's an endocrine disruptor. It messes up the hormone imbalance, especially in young men, or young boys and young girls. So it's crucial. The Ultimate Multiple Chewable and the Children's Cod Liver Oil. Those two are a great base to start kids on. Changing up their diet can continually help out with their overall health and keeping their immune system strong. Continue to raise little Americans. You know, I take my son out shooting on a regular basis. He is incredibly accurate with his AR-22. We do it in a safe manner. It's always controlled setting as far as I make sure everything's safe. He is very good with trigger control, muzzle awareness, safety with everything. But I have to teach him like that because I wouldn't be doing my part if I wasn't raising an American. That was a staple in American culture. Now you have this normalization of basically essentially making these soft-ass children. With these kids now, they don't know how to do anything. All they want to do is sit on TikTok at 5 years old and watch perversion, and they have no idea how to even remotely defend themselves. That's why I have both of my kids in jiu-jitsu, and they're in striking, and they're basically in working now as far as in full sparring, hand-to-hand, and then going to the ground. Being combative and understanding how to defend yourself is crucial. Look at that video you just posted with that fat, ugly, transgender dude. Talking about basically threatening everybody. If you don't let me essentially go to the bathroom that I want to, I'm going to shoot you, is what he implied. There are really people out there that are that nuts. They're that unhinged. And unfortunately, some of them have firearms. That's just part of the world. That's part of the United States. That's why it's so important to make sure you train and stay proficient with your firearms and get involved in aggressive classes that are teaching you how to actually shoot under duress. I saw a video. I'll see if Eric can pull it up. This is the craziest thing. Over at Turnberry Towers, I don't know if this is a CIA setup that went wrong. This is over in Las Vegas at Turnberry Towers. Hardly any mainstream media has covered this, like zero. This guy has an M4 and a helmet on, a belt rig with his shirt pulled over it, with multiple AR mags and a pistol, shoots his way through the front glass door, attempts to go through the second door, and immediately there's an employee there who has a concealed carry permit, lights his butt up and drops him where he stands before he can shoot anybody. Ironically, crickets. Not a single media coverage except for a couple local outlets even brought this story up, and it got like 30 seconds, if that. Why? Because it didn't fit the agenda. The only time they ever discuss shootings in the media is when they can demonize the firearm and anybody that they can find to make the perpetrator look like they're essentially, they shouldn't own a firearm. Nobody should own a firearm. It's for your safety and protection. And so the reason why I'm getting at that is you never know where these situations might occur. You just might be at a hotel and somebody decides they want to be a bad guy and start shooting through the front glass. That means you have to be the good guy to help stop and defend this. You may see a fat cross-dressing transgender pull his pistol out on a female, start threatening people with a gun, and start waving his gun around. There's a video right there. We're just blowing around.
Folks, you watch this. There's a gunman, bad guy.
Boom. Drops him.
Yep. That's a good guy with a gun saving lives by taking this meathead out.
I mean, who was this guy? I can't get any background information on him. What was this guy doing? Why did he have a bunch of mags on him? Why did he have an M4? Why was he shooting? Who is he going after? Zero coverage at all in the media. And in my opinion, I think this was getting set up for another, you know, basically Las Vegas style shooting, so they can use more media coverage to get off the story of what's going on with the unbelievably corrupt, crooked administration we have right now. And his sicko son, the laptop, and this thing that's been going on for years. They're trying to use anything they can right now in the mainstream media to divert what's really happening with this completely and totally corrupt administration, including talking about a submarine with billionaires on it for 5 days when they knew the thing imploded on Sunday. And they talk about every day, there's 96 hours of oxygen left. There's 48 hours of oxygen left. There's 24 hours of oxygen left. Every single media outlet covers it day and night about what's happening with the submarine. Well, we're going to discuss the fact that we've got IRS whistleblowers talking about what they know with Biden's son and text messages with this guy. Oh, let's talk about this guy in Las Vegas that decided he wanted to go into a hotel and start shooting at people and gets dropped by a good guy. What was this guy's agenda? You know, why in the world hasn't anybody continued to question the fact that we had an individual in Las Vegas in 2017 allegedly bring 30 firearms up to the top penthouse story of a hotel, pull out 800-pound glass that's hurricane-proof and allegedly blow it out, and then shoot with bump fire stocks, allegedly, from an elevated position with extreme accuracy somehow. And then when law enforcement finally breaches the room 2 hours later, there's no windows broken out. And anybody that can hear the video footage on the ground knows that wasn't a bump fire stock. It sounds like a 240 Bravo running. The cyclical rate is too consistent. Yet, that's nobody wants to talk about that, and nobody wants to talk about what just happened.
And I'll tell you, I've got this pretty much nailed, I believe. Here's my 30-second evaluation of what happened at that horrendous Harvest Festival Las Vegas shooting. That was an attempt, initially, an attempt to take out Mohammed bin Salman, who was staying at the Four Seasons, the top floors there of the Mandalay Bay. All right. The people doing the firing were firing from the helicopters, not from Paddock. Never fired a shot. He was used as essentially a patsy. Okay. And he was propped up in a chair when the SWAT team, when the officers went into, when it stormed the room, he was propped up in a chair with an AR-15 with apparently with a bump stock. As soon as they propped up holding that AR-15 toward the doorway. So when the first officer breached the doorway, one to the face, and that's what we saw. I believe it was the face or the chest, but we saw essentially two gunshots. The first one that took him out long before the police officer entered the room, and then of course him. But that was a state-sponsored MBS attack against MBS, and a year exactly to the day afterwards, Mohammed bin Salman. There was a the king called this. This party, if you will, of all the Saudi royals to a specific hotel for a party. And, you know, coincidentally, or maybe not coincidentally, a bunch of the attendees are no longer with us, missing or incarcerated or dead. That was payback. But the bottom line, this is my investigative opinion, Paddock and others were used as now there was a role there for him, but not he was used, but that's why we don't hear anything about this, because the real reason would implicate the Saudis in this. And who did the firing from the helicopters? They came from the Saudi National Guard base at the airport, McCarran Airport. And that was the diversion to get MBS. That was part of a diversion. I without getting too far into the weeds. So anyway, one day we'll do a program on that. But that's interesting, because the video that you're referencing, had I not seen that earlier And it was like a, it was, oh, by the way, watch this kind of thing. I would have never known that happened. So we have to ask why, what's going on? And the ATF, maybe you know this, you probably know this. What is going on with the ATF and the pistol braces? Do we know? Do we have an answer to that yet?
This thing has gotten so convoluted, Doug. It got ridiculous. There's been so many lawsuits that have been filed with injunctions that have been filed against it. And ironically enough, there has been like 1%, 0.25% compliance as far as the bump fire stocks they know that are out on the market, the amount of round, the amount of weapons that are attached to these, not bump fire stocks, braces, excuse me, the pistol braces that allegedly make these guns so dangerous, which they're literally just a plastic stabilizer brace. There's been hardly any that have been registered at all. This thing is now in this like limbo status because now ATF is saying that they can enforce the law, but there's an injunction against it. And now Congress is allegedly trying to fight it. This whole thing is, in my opinion, just another excuse to try to muddy up the Second Amendment and ATF to see how far they can push the agenda. Another thing that piggybacked off what you just said, that entire thing you said, you're pretty accurate about, so I've done a lot of research on it as well with Vegas. But one of the other things that they intentionally used were the bump fire stocks on all those guns. Most of them weren't even shot. They had those and all the photos, the gun in the bathtub, the gun on the couch, the gun on the TV, the gun on the floor, the gun on the shelf, the gun on the roof. It was like this dude allegedly just was shooting it and like throwing every gun behind him in every direction. The stupidest crime scene I've ever seen in my life as far as the layout on it. But here's why they did this. They needed photo ops for the bump fire stocks. Right after that, Trump went in and said, we now need the ATF to go in and regulate bump fire stocks. Even though they had been legal for years, ATF had ruled 4 separate times that they were completely legal. There's nothing ATF could really do about it. But what it did was it gave the ATF the ability to do something they had never done before, was to go back and retroactively rewrite law that was already in place that Congress approved in 1934 and change the definition of a machine gun. So many people fail to realize how important that was. ATF does not have the legal authority to do that. The only reason they were able to do it was because it was under the advice of the president and nobody pushed back. The president gave them a green light to do anything they want. That was under Trump. That gave the ATF the doorway to open up to what they're doing now with the stabilizer braces. The stabilizer braces have piggybacked off the bump fire stocks now. This will not be the last attempt. ATF wants to regulate all accessories and the ability on every firearm and how you use it. This is what the next phase is ATF trying to come in and start arbitrarily saying, well, this red dot EOTech makes target acquisition too fast. We're now banning that. Oh, that vertical grip on the front allows you to basically pull the trigger faster than normal. We're going to ban that. ATF has a history of violating the Second Amendment. They have a history of murdering American citizens. They have a history of continually getting involved in things they don't need to be involved in, including running 50 caliber weapons and AR-15s and AK-47s through straw purchases to the Mexican drug cartel through Operation Fast and Furious. And not one single ATF agent has ever been held accountable for that entire botched operation. And that was only one operation that we specifically know about that they got busted for. They have been involved in dozens of gun running activities all the way back to the Iran-Contra affair when they were running machine guns down to the Mexican and Colombian cartel. This is what's happening with ATF. This is why I've told you all laws that infringe on the Second Amendment are not laws. They are violations. This is what they're trying to do, and it is so important that people get involved legally, get involved with their groups and support groups like Gun Owners of America and other groups. And I'm not plugging anybody. I don't even like, basically, NRA that much anymore. They failed the test with the bump fire stocks, and we'll just let them have the bump fire stocks. We'll just go along with it. If you have your own opinion on the National Firearm Association and all this stuff. But This is why it's so important that you know your gun laws and understand if you get involved with anybody at any point in time from any agency, do not talk to them about anything. Shut your mouth. I need to speak to my attorney. I do not feel comfortable talking to you without my attorney present. It needs to be the only statement that you say at all. These guys are notorious for twisting, manipulating what people say and setting you up and trying to get you in a position where you're going to incriminate yourself. My brother is a defense attorney in Tallahassee. 90% of the cases, he said, he could get dropped if people didn't incriminate themselves on body cam footage to law enforcement. So why I'm saying all this? There is going to be another attempt very soon to try to demonize American gun owners with some other event. And the ATF is going to, again, try to violate the Second Amendment as aggressively as they can. Be aware, understand your rights, understand the law, and by all means, stay frosty with your weapons and know how to use them in any situation that you feel you can legally do so, because there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. And like that event that just happened, that Turnberry Towers, that guy down there, that concealed carry holder, there is no telling how many people he saved at that hotel. There is no telling how many people he protected by being able to stop that sadistic bad guy because he was carrying a gun legally and lawfully and knew how to use it proficiently. So that's the end of my rant right there. Sorry, you got me on the ATF kick, Doug.
No, man, I'll tell you what, that's why I love you. That's why that young man is so successful, because of his knowledge about things like this. I had a question, you answered it, and even more so than that.
Yeah, I kind of rabbit trail on that one, but yeah.
I'm glad you did, because we have to understand what's going on here. And I'll tell you what, I believe we're going to see some false flags, including what you referenced, something with weapons, and it's going to be the catalyst to further empower, whether the ATF or some regulatory agency or part of the government, to come down on gun owners. And I think you're 100% right. So I appreciate that. Again, folks, healthmasters.com. Please take care of yourself. I'll tell you what, I feel a lot better when I take Health Masters, whether it be the Ultima Multiple, vitamin C, vitamin D, D3, K2, I'm sorry. I thought I messed that up there for a second. All of the nutritional supplements, the mood booster selection right there. I'm folks, on your screen, the healthy immune system, that alone, you should have that alone, be taking that every single day, because all the gunk that's out there. Hey, monkeypox. Oh, by the way, malaria. I just was speaking with a doctor in the Midwest, and Austin, it's awful funny that in the Midwest, they're seeing right now, the ERs are seeing, and you're not going to hear this on the news, they've been told not to say anything, drug-resistant malaria. And it's kind of funny that in Florida, your state, as well as Texas, Gates just released a bunch of mosquitoes, GMO-modified mosquitoes, but also the people coming across the southern border bringing drug-resistant diseases, third-world diseases we haven't seen in decades. And that's what's happening right now. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that. We've got about a minute.
It's a very real problem. And wrapping up, you know, I think people need to understand that COVID was simply wave one. It was the beta test to see what they could push on the population, to see how compliant people would be, to see how resistant people would be with certain things. And, you know, by most part, a huge percentage of the population failed as far as in the Patriot test aspect. They just went along with everything. I mean, stand 6 feet apart, wear 3 masks, get your booster, do your tracking app. Everything was designed about fear and control. It was never about public health. That's why you never heard Fauci say a single time, make sure you guys are taking extra D3 and vitamin C and throwing some zinc in there as well. If you got some iodine, throw in some iodine. Keep that thyroid strong. Not one time, not a single thing on mainstream media about it. Stay in fear, sit in the closet, wear your mask, cry yourself to sleep, and wait till we get an experimental RNA injection out to save the day.
We know better this time. Austin Brower, thank you so much. Healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. By the way, folks, Sunday, meeting of the supporters on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, Austin. God bless you, my friend.
Have a great one, my friend.
All right. That'll do it. Good. Have a good day.